Now, warning, this might be distressing news for beer lovers. An enormous cargo of VB has disastrously been destroyed in a highway truck smash. Hundreds of cases of VB scattered across the Pacific Highway near Taree in New South Wales after a truck crash earlier today. The truck appears to have lost control and collided with a nearby bank on the road. Police and AMBOs responded to the scene. Nobody required medical transport, but the important question is the beer okay? Michael Corboy, New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner and the boss of Traffic and Highway Patrol. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Ben. No, the beer is not okay.
That's devastating news.
Yes, we had a full team there at 5:30 a.m. this morning, and it took them till 2:30 p.m. this afternoon to clean it up. But I've got to say, reports from the scene told me there was a large number of people there who were quite willing to help clean it up.
So you're telling me it was more of a recovery effort than a rescue?
Yeah, it was a bit recovery, and I think some of the police up at the scene had to do security guard work at the same time whilst the crew cleaned up what was left and tried to recover those bottles that weren't actually broken.
Surely there are a few unbroken bottles around that could be shared amongst the locals.
I'm sure that the company that did the recovery on the truck and the owner of the actual brew itself might have been a bit generous.
I mean, this is like Christmas, isn't it? When something valuable drops on the road, people can't help themselves, can they?
Not at all. And I've got to say, out of all the posts we've put on and shared over the past 12 months, I think this has been our most popular social media post yet. And I notice there's a lot of ex-cops and a lot of retired cops wanting to come out of retirement and go up and give them a hand to clean up.
So to anyone who's making their way to Taree right now, don't bother. It's all done.
It's all done. We've spoken to the driver, and there was a couple of people involved. And look, to be honest, it was lucky no one was injured. But when the police did turn up, there was a pretty strong smell of alcohol around. But luckily, the driver on testing wasn't under the influence.
Now, can you give me an ironclad guarantee that no coppers took any samples home?
Absolutely, guarantee ironclad that they didn't.
Michael, thank you very much, and all's well that ends well.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks for the call.
Michael Corboy, the New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner. So if you're hot-footing at the Taree in New South Wales to try and get some free beer, forget about it.